Blog Talk Radio.
Ignite the feminine power within you. Next on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's Thursday, January 29th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, snow-free Los Angeles. Thank you very much. Hope all is well in those wintry states, but thank you so much for joining us today. You know, this is our first show of the new year, so hope 2015 is off to an amazing beginning for everyone. And we love to hear from you here at Blog Talk, so please call in to listen live or ask questions at 714-242-5248. You can also email us at goodvibeproductions@gmail.com. Again, that 10 digits to call in is 714-242-5248. Well, get ready to ignite the feminine power within you with my guest today. She's an author, life recovery coach, and successful real estate owner. She is an expert on women's life recovery and spiritual transformation. Her award-winning book, Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power, is a must read. She's been featured on Fox News, CBS Radio, and other internet radio shows, including MariaShriver.com. So please give a warm welcome to Mal Duane. Hi, Mal.
Hi, Lauren. I'm so excited to be here with you, girl.
I'm feeling it. Yeah. I'm feeling it.
Yes. Well, you know why?
Why? Tell me why.
Because I love the name of your show, Ignite the Feminine Power Within You. You know what? We're going to start coming out of the gate strong and fast and hard. Ladies, if you think someone else is going to light your fire, you better hang it up. This is your job. You have to light your own fire.
Ooh, I like that. What's that song from the 60s? Come on, baby, light my fire. Remember that? I don't know who's saying.
I sure do. And you know what? It's our job. If we're waiting for somebody else to do it, Lauren, guess what? The quality of our lives will be drastically compromised. And this is what women need to learn. And that's why I love, you know, hanging out and chatting with girls like you, because you get it.
Well, yeah, because I see the potential in myself and I see the potential in other people, and life is short. It really is. We think we have all the time in the world to accomplish whatever we need. I always like this favorite line that many of my friends say when I ask them if I could give them, let's say, $1 million to do what they're most passionate about, and they tell me, and they say, well, you know, when my children graduate from college, when my husband retires, when, there's always seems to be a next time, a when. And Mal, you're the perfect woman to help ignite that flame in us to get started now.
Sadly, many, many women live their lives on like a pattern of holding. And you're absolutely right. If we don't jump in both feet and go for it now, it's a shame. You're going to miss opportunity, excitement, love, abundance, everything that you're meant to have and that you were born to have. You're going to miss out on that if you don't start creating it now. And you know what? You are the deliberate creator of your own experience. And this is what women need to know. We rely on everybody else. We think the perfect guy, the perfect house, the perfect job, the perfect this, the perfect that is going to, you know, create a great lives for us. It's bull. It's crap. We do it.
I know. You're shooting from the hip today. I love it.
Yep. Well, you know I'm like a little sleep deprived, so bear with me. You know, I've been flying for 4 days, got home at 2:30 in the morning, and I'm on with you, and so you know, I'm a little crazed.
I'm loving. This is a nice oomph. It's good.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It is good. Well, you know, okay, so you're the alpha chick, and you wrote this wonderful book, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power, and it's this wonderful guidepost and support for any woman who wants to grow and find strength. So where do we begin? What's one of the first steps that we can take to actualize our true self?
Well, these 5 steps are very simple, but they're very powerful. They can be done by anybody, Lauren. And the 5 steps spell faith. And I just want your listeners to know, when I talk about faith, I am not talking about religion or any dogmatic practices. I am talking about belief. Belief in yourself. Having faith in you. And that first step is F for, and that's focus. Women need to change their focus. They look outside of themselves for the solution to everything, when in fact they are born with everything already within them. They already have all the knowledge and the answers within them. They are connected to a universal mind that has all this information. Just settle down and start looking within. Look for that inner voice. Not the crazy rambling that goes on in the head, but the voice from your soul.
Now, I only want to interrupt you because that's a very interesting concept you're describing, and I know that the birthing of your book came from meditation, when you heard an inner voice. So can you explain to women who may not know what to look for, what is that inner voice? How can you describe that to them? To the women out there?
Well, when we pray, we're talking to God, or we're talking to Buddha, or we're talking to Mother Universe, whatever you feel is a higher power for you. But when we get intuitive hits, then God's talking to us. Mother Universe is giving us direction. She's telling us the steps that we need to take to create a better lives for ourselves. So if you get quiet, you get silent through meditation, and I think the greatest tool that we have to transform our lives is meditation. And
exactly. I couldn't agree with you more.
It's not something that is done perfectly. It's done the way that it feels right for you. It's a personal practice. It's a personal experience. There's no absolutely right way. You can tinker with it a bit and see what feels right. Maybe you want to sit with your legs folded. Maybe you want to do it lying down. Maybe you want to sit in a chair. Maybe you want to do it with your eyes open or closed. Maybe you want a mantra. Maybe you don't. Maybe you count your breath. Maybe you don't. Maybe you hold your hands a certain way. There are so many variables. You just have to sit quietly and see what feels right for you. Now, it's not going to happen within the first 5 minutes, the first time you try it, that all of a sudden you're going to get this divine download that's going to change your life. But if you do it as a consistent practice, you're going to start to get information and answers to questions and guidance that you never knew was available to you before.
That's beautiful wisdom, because I think as a society we want information so quickly. We want it yesterday, and it just doesn't happen that way. It's patience, it's listening, and it takes a lot of quote unquote work on our part to do it.
It takes work, but it's not hard work, Lauren. It's start with 5-10 minutes a day. I meditate basically an hour a day. And it is my most precious time because I get centered, I get balanced, I get relaxed and calm, I get answers to very important questions, I get magnificent guidance on how to live my day with intention. It is priceless, the rewards that you will get from such a simple practice. So that first step is changing the direction of where you start looking for your information and your guidance. Look within. You change your focus. The second step is acceptance and attitude. And that's the A. And what happens is when we learn to accept ourselves, let go of the baggage, let go of the past. The past has no bearing on you today as a woman. It's history.
How would you say, and I'm just going to play a little devil's advocate here, that I think, and I probably was guilty of this myself, that history, that baggage defines who we are. So if we don't have that to hold on to, then who am I? I'm not valuable. I'm not worthy. You know, that's our story. We tend to stick with our story. So how do we really say, it's as if we just have to put that, the past and the baggage out by the front door and let the trashman take it.
Absolutely. And you know what it is? It's old trash. It doesn't define you today in this present moment. So anything that you've done in the past that you may be embarrassed about, have shame or guilt, let it go. It no longer serves you. And when you're able to release these things and love yourself just the way you are today, accept yourself for just the way you are today, know that you're a divine being and that you were put on this earth to live with passion and joy and purpose. None of us were put here to suffer. When you understand that, your whole attitude about your potential and what you can do and what you want to do, it changes dramatically. That weight off the shoulders just raises your vibration. So, and when you raise that vibration, you're living at a different frequency. You're living at a frequency where you're open to so much more potential and happiness. The old stuff.
You throw the light on. You know, we're all beings of light. So the light comes on, and then you are attracted to other light beings.
Absolutely. You know, we're all light beings. But what happens is life. And the debris of life covers up that beautiful light within us. And I say to women, you know what? Wipe it away. Get rid of it. And let that light turn it back, you know, let that light shine through again. And that's what happened in my own life. When I was able to understand fully that my past had no bearing on me,
right,
I was able to understand that I was a really good woman and I had a lot to offer and a lot to bring to this universe and to share with others. But while I lived under that veil of shame, I couldn't see it.
So where did you go for your strength to get a connection to move beyond that?
Well, first of all, I had to get sober. Okay? I had a very heavy alcohol problem, addiction. And so the first thing I did was deal with that. And I'll tell you something, for anybody out there that may be struggling with alcohol or drugs, I have found 99% of the time that women that abuse alcohol, food, medication, it's because they want to kill the pain. And the pain is always in some way tied to the fact that we don't feel good about ourselves. Now, it's either because of childhood trauma, sexual abuse, failed relationships, the crazy, stupid things we've done in the past, whatever, but our self-esteem and self-worth has been compromised. And once I was able to stop drinking, I was then, for the first time in my life, able to see my self-worth as a human being. I realized that I had so much to give. I was really a worthwhile human being, and my alcoholism was strictly my Band-Aid for my pain. And once I understood the root of my pain, I was able to heal that pain, and I didn't need the Band-Aid any longer.
That's great. You fell in love with you, the beautiful you that always existed.
You've got it. And every single one of us is a beautiful you. We come to this planet as perfect little beings and clean slate. No crap. Nothing. We're untouched. And then the first thing that happens is we meet our parents. Now, not that our parents
talk about an introduction.
Good people. Not that our parents aren't good people, but our parents have their own issues, their own beliefs, their own perceptions, and we take all of their stuff on and make it ours. And then we meet little Johnny next door who calls us a couple of bad names, and we take his bullshit on, and it becomes ours. And, you know, that's what happened. We keep taking everybody's crap on, and we lose our own authenticity and who we are. We lose complete touch of our divine goddess within us. It gets completely covered over.
That's right. I've, in my own experience, I have found and that love in its wide range of definition is a wonderful cleanser for the detritus that we carry with us, inside of us and the relationships that we have with other people that may be challenging. So, you know, what you're saying, when you find out who you are and how magnificent you are, and when you love yourself, then you have that ability to love others with understanding, with respect, and then your life just kind of, it's a party going on 24/7.
Yes. You know, Lauren, you can't give something away you don't have. And if you don't love yourself, there's no way you're going to connect with another human being authentically, you know, have real love. There will be some type of dependency on one side or the other. And men love women who love themselves because we take good care of ourselves. And men pick up on that. They love it. They look at a girl's hair, her nails, her skin, and they say, oh, yeah. You know, she's taking good care of herself. And it's a turn-on to see a woman that's confident, that's self-loving. It's like a magnet for attracting a good, healthy relationship.
That's true. I mean, all of this, the inner work that we all do affects all areas of our lives. It just can't, you know, you can't help it. It's a wonderful elixir. But what I am concerned about most of all is the young generation, the young women that are just being born or that are, you know, preteen, teenage. How do we help them see themselves for who they are, and so that they don't to save them from doing more work than necessary? Do you know? You understand what I'm saying? These young
Absolutely.
Women of today are they're the future of tomorrow, and so I want to make sure they get off on the right foot. They have all the tools in their quiver that they need to go out and be as amazing as they are. So how do we start this message with the younger generation?
Well, sadly, the young women today are so caught up by image, because of what they see in magazines, social media, you know, everything that we look at now sadly promotes body image and certain looks. And I think this is the most damaging information that young women can be fed. These magazines, the movies, the social media that's out there promotes very unhealthy concepts of how girls should be. And I wish there's a way to curtail that, you know.
It's you coming out to the West Coast, Mal. That's it.
Yes,
come on.
I know. Because I would go to war with publications that promote these pictures of girls that just do the most bizarre things to their bodies at young ages so that they feel that they'll look good and be more appealing. It's sad.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it all...
These young women...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that part of that, I think, is the family unit is almost non-existent. I remember growing up that we had dinner as a family together, so you shared
mm-hmm.
your day and there was conversation, dialogue. And so that's a little bit remiss in some homes today, that family unit is missing. The family unit has changed drastically. So.
Absolutely, because now it's dual income. And when I grew up, my mom didn't work. She was at home. We did have dinner every night. Now everybody is into their careers. They're focused on different things. And what happens is you see these teenagers run amok. You see these kids that get involved in violence in schools and shootings and things, and people say, what happened? I'm going to tell you what happened. The parents weren't paying attention.
Yeah, you're so right.
They were not paying attention. They didn't see if their child was struggling emotionally, if they were disconnected socially from their friends and schoolmates and whatnot. A lot of these tragedies could be diverted if parents were paying attention, because they'd see a child was emotionally struggling. They could see behavior that was, you know, they're down in the basement playing video games or on social media 24/7 connecting with people online. These are indicators that something is grossly wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then the quest to go inside, it's hard for that generation because they don't know how to be with themselves. They're constantly needing activity, and it's hard to sit still. It's hard to listen. What does that mean? Listen. What is that? And it's very challenging. I know I had my nephew visiting for a little while, for a week, and I sent him to an improv camp to learn some skills. He's 9 years old. And the last day of his visit, I said to him, it's phone bowl Friday. He says, what's that? I said, you're putting your cell phone in the bowl. No phone today. And what, Auntie Lauren, really? Come on, Mommy lets me do it. I said, well, if Mommy wants to do it, that's fine. But when you're with Auntie Lauren, these are the rules, but we're going to have fun without the phone.
Right. These kids are too connected to all this stuff.
That's right.
And
that's
this is not the stuff that supports their personal growth. I would love to see schools have a yoga program, have a meditation class, start to teach children to be quiet, to be able to relax, to connect their mind, their body, and their soul. And pull it all together. You know, the Dalai Lama
said... I think there's
an
Alpha Chick Jr. Did you just hear that? What you're saying is very valid. And there are some...
Yeah.
I have mentioned that topic to the yoga teacher that I study with and how vital that is. But there's also something in it for you, the Alpha Chick Jr. I mean, come on. Can you imagine? It's like having this great mentor that said, okay, here we're going to go on this journey diving within. We're going to explore you, and having those tools to help them as they grow into, preteen, adulthood, college. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that in school, in university. You know, you study something and you're supposed to come out and get a job. Well, there's nothing available. So then, what do you do? How do you reinvent yourself? Where's the self-confidence to say, okay, I can do it. Let's think a little differently now. I think you're onto something. Well, again, another reason to come West Coast. Yeah. I don't want to, I know I mentioned it twice.
Well, I love this. You just keep pulling on me and I'll
I'm
be there.
I'm pulling on you, girl. I'm pulling on you.
Oh, I love this, Lauren. Thank you. You know, we need to look at how we're educating kids. We need to, people need to start paying more attention to this, these children, because they are the next generation. And the Dalai Lama said recently that, you know, if we taught children meditation, the world would be a different place in one generation. It could be, the whole world could be a different place, more peaceful. We could stop wars. We could stop all, you know, all these catastrophes that are happening, that are a result of children that are disturbed. It's alarming what's going on, and unless we step up and start to do something and create programs that are going to shift their focus and start to build self-love and acceptance and realizing that they are divine beings with a very important purpose in life, unless we start to teach them, we're all in for a very rough road.
Yeah. Well, that's why your work is so important, because we do what we can do. So if it's one person at a time, if it's a group of people at a time, if it's an auditorium of people at a time, that's what we can do. And over time, that will change and shift and spread, because you will affect, my feeling is if we can affect one person, that person in turn affects another. And so this domino effect takes place. And
yes.
And so you're on the right track. Awareness is key, even for self-improvement, to get rid of the pain. How much pain do we have to go through before we say enough is enough?
Well,
right?
That's what inspired my work initially, was that I knew there were millions of women out there suffering silently, not feeling good about themselves, not happy with their lives, saying, shouldn't there be more? And they didn't know how to get there and how to create the lives they wanted. And that's really my passion. You know, I told you one time when we were chatting before we did this show, or I think it was in written communication, I'm like a warrior for women. I want to teach them how to slay their demons, get rid of all those negative thoughts, get rid of all that negative self-sabotaging behaviors that hold us back. Clear the slate. Start to think positively. Pay attention to what's going through your head. The more positive your thoughts, the more powerful you become, the greater the life you're going to have. But you got to monitor what's going through there. And
that's
then
right.
When you do all of that and you become centered and balanced and you start to create that life that you want, you've got to go out and teach others. Give it away. You've got to go out and help others and help them heal. And that's where I'm at. Giving it away, helping women heal. That's the fifth step of this process. Because by me going and helping others, it keeps me strong. It keeps me inspired. It lights my passion about why I'm here. I didn't have a crazy journey of pain and suffering that didn't mean anything. It had a purpose. And I figured that all out. And it's to go and help other women that are having, or children that are having a difficult time and want to change their lives and create, you know, more balance and happiness in their lives. That's my purpose.
That's a great purpose. that's all it is, and that's wonderful. And I don't know where 30 minutes went. But either, you know, we're going to have to bring you out to the West Coast and do a whole seminar with you. This is very important. We're getting to the good stuff. But I want to give out your contact information for people so they can learn more about you and see what kind of coaching you offered. So it's maldwane.com, maldwane.com. And
well, it's Maldwane Coach.
Coach, okay, that one,
my
coach.com.
Coaching site. Yep.
Okay.
It's my coaching site. Yep.
Your coaching site, great. So you're delightful. And
oh, thank you.
And you have
thank
so
you.
Much. I'm empowered already. Let's just go do it. Can we have a seminar tomorrow? I'm just ready to throw
I'd
down
love
the gauntlet.
It.
And let's get it done.
I have a wonderful big video series coming up that will come out in May where I interview women, and it's called Reclaim Your Life. When you hear the stories of women and what they've overcome, the challenges, anybody out there who thinks they have a problem, let me tell you, it's probably very small on the scale of challenges when you listen to some of these women talk about their stories and how that challenge inspired them to take control of their life, to take it back, and to reclaim that happiness that they're meant to have. So
that's what all these challenges in our lives are for. It's hard for us to understand that, but we're in the school of life, so we have to learn from them. And they do benefit us and help us to explore ourselves, and so we can help other people as well that are unable to help themselves. So it's a beautiful thing what you're doing. So,
well, you are doing a beautiful thing too, my dear, so thank you.
Well, thank you. Please come back on the show. Please come out to Los Angeles and share your feminine power with all the beautiful women out here in the West Coast. I know you'd be a big success, and we'd love to have you, and I want to thank you for being on the show, Mal. It's been wonderful having you.
I would love to be there with you. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so you're coming out. It's done.
Okay. I love it.
All right. Again, I want to thank Mal Duane for being my guest today on how to be comfortable in your own shoes. Once again, you can contact Mal at malduanecoach.com, MALDUANE coach.com. I want to thank you for joining me today, and please join me next time for another wild and fascinating journey in someone else's shoes, when my guest will be. It's a mystery. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you for joining us and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I hope you find comfort in your own shoes. I'm going to leave you with Diamonds of Hope by Keith Chagall.